Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. I'm so excited to be back on the air. This is Pastor Karen. Welcome to Bringing Your Dreams to Life. I am your host today, and I'm just excited because there is a right now word in my belly for Kingdom Entrepreneurs, and I'm just excited to go back live again. It's been a minute since I've been on a broadcast, but I am back. And so thank you for joining us on this episode of Bringing Your Dreams to Life. This program is all about helping people to leave yesterday so they can step into their tomorrow, no matter what that yesterday is. It is time to release what's on the inside of you. I was speaking to someone today at work, and she said she contacted me 2 years ago, and she just kept saying, it's time. And in fact, everybody I talk to comes to work, they just keep saying, it's time. But, you know, my prayer is always, God, send those who I'm assigned to. So when they come and say, it's time, then I know they're in the right place because I am a shifter. And so I'm excited about what's going on in the body of Christ. And so I want to talk to you about today's episode, Overcoming Fear and Rejection in Business. Overcoming fear and rejection in business. And that's something that we all face. But today when I talk to you, I am going to be talking to several people, groups of people. First of all, I'm going to talk to people who want to start a business but just have not started a business. I'm talking to you today. I'm talking to those who maybe you do your business. And when I say business, I'm talking about business and ministry. Because a business is your ministry, and your ministry is a business. And so I'm talking to those who haven't started, but you have a desire to. There are some people who are going to be listening to this broadcast. You do it. You do your business. You do your ministry. But you kind of do it like a hobby. You haven't really invested to move forward, to make it into a real business. And then there's going to be some people who are listening on this broadcast where you're doing business. However, you have not taken it to the next level. I always tell people we live in this place called comfortable and familiar. We live in a place called comfortable and familiar, and because of that very reason, we get comfortable with where we are, but there are a lot of you all who are going to listen to this broadcast. You may even be listening to the retake or to the tape version, but when it's all said and done, God is trying to shift us, and there is a shift. There is a pull on the inside of us to do more. Sometimes I was talking to this girl, and she kept saying, there's more in me. And so I'm going to be talking to you today. So let's talk about overcoming fear and rejection as it relates to your business and ministry. And one thing about these two emotions, that they're very real. We have all dealt with fear, and we have all dealt with rejection. And fear, whether it's fear of success, fear of the unknown, fear of failure. You have just fear, period. You're just afraid to move forward. Fear, there's a fear of disappointment. There's all kinds of fear. And so that is, I'm going to deal with fear first, and then we're going to get to rejection. But fear, when it comes to fear, fear is one of those things where we are anxious or worried or fretful about what hasn't even happened yet. And I know we all dealt with this, and I'm sure on the other side of whatever you've ever done before, you look back and say, you know, it wasn't that bad. I know even for myself, I used to be bound by fear. I mean, I was having anxiety attacks. There was all kinds of things that took place that I could not move, and I felt like I was stuck. But when it comes to fear, even though I'm delivered from fear, it doesn't mean the thoughts don't go away. So you just have to learn how to keep doing it in spite of fear. And they say the acronym that goes around is FALL. False evidence appearing real, meaning whatever you are anxious about, it appears to be real, but it's not. It's a false evidence. And so when it comes to overcoming fear in business, one thing we have to realize, and remember I'm talking to three different groups of people, those who want to start business, those who have it, but you kind of operate like a hobby form. And then those who are in business, but God has been kind of urging you and pushing you to go to the next level, but you have yet to go to the next level. And so the first thing we have to do is even analyze and begin to take a self-assessment, even as I'm talking to you. What are those things that come up or have come up in you and you've yet to do? Here we are in March or April of 2015, and this is the beginning of the year, but there are some things that we are or coming up in us now that you thought about last year or maybe the year before. Daggone, you could have thought about it 10 years ago, and you have yet to do it. And a lot of times, because we don't take these self-assessments, we don't realize why year after year can go past, and we always never step into our business, or we make excuses, or we justify why we do what we do. And I'm always talking about when it comes to the excuses and the justification. See, those excuses is what you tell yourself to enable you to stay right where you are. It's like a crutch. But if you don't understand what's behind the excuse, meaning what spirit is behind the excuses you're making or why you're justifying what you're saying, what you do. And so, therefore, if we never really begin to get before God, and let me say this even before I move forward. When I talk about business, I will be coming from a standpoint of kingdom entrepreneurs. I'll be coming from marketplace leaders in the marketplace with that kingdom entrepreneur spirit on them. I won't be speaking to you from the ABC of the business world of maybe Forbes or Inc. Incorporated. I will be speaking to you from a kingdom mindset, from entrepreneurs, because there are things that God wants you to do. There are things that God wants to birth in the earth, and it's not going to be because of your education. It's not going to be because somebody endorsed you. It's not going to be because somebody patted you on the back or helped you along the way. And I know that even as I am speaking, there are going to be people who are going to listen to this broadcast, and the reason why you have not moved forward is because you're waiting for someone to release you or endorse you or help you or salute you. And there are things that God wants to do in the earth through you in the marketplace, on your assignment, in the place that he strategically places you for the platform that he has given you, that how he's going to use you. And it's not going to be because ... It will be solely because of your obedience to step out. And so fear is an enemy to obedience. And so how to overcome fear first is just to assess and begin to really brainstorm and begin to really get before God and just really begin to ask God, what are you really afraid of? Are you afraid of success? Are you afraid of responsibilities? Are you afraid of people? Are you fearful of being a failure or having it not happen, being a disappointment? What is that you're afraid of? Those are things that you have to be still before God so you can really identify what you're really facing. What's your real obstacle? Because if you don't know what your obstacle is, how can you face it and then overcome it? I think about an obstacle course. You know how the military will, or the police academy, and they run through these obstacle courses? Well, the obstacle courses, sometimes they what's that called, jump through tires. Sometimes they have to reach up and grab the rope and swing. Sometimes they have to grab the bar and take the bar. There are all kinds of different obstacles, but for whatever it is that they do, they are already assessing, okay, I need to jump, or I need to do this, or I need to do that. And so, therefore, it's the same way when it comes to your business or when it comes to facing fear. What is the fear? Is it the fear that I might need to jump through the tires? Is it the fear of that I need to take this rope and swing? Is it the fear that I need to hang on the bars to start going through? What is the obstacle? And so if you don't know what you're dealing with, how can you really address it, and how can you really overcome, because you don't really know what you're dealing with? So when it comes to business, the fear, there are some people who don't want to take risks. I tell people, you must, with a capital M-U-S-T, you must be able to be a risk taker when it comes to business. I think about myself. When I started in business, I've been doing business for 12 years. I have Anointed Press Graphics, where I started in my mother's basement. Never went to school for anything I'm doing. I've been a secretary my entire life. I've been fired 3 times. I had a failed marriage after 3 years. Lived home with my mother for 10 because I never thought I could make it on my own. When God birthed this first business, he anointed my hands to do it, but he anointed my mind to run a business. I started in my mother's business. Within 9 months, then I moved to my own place, and I was doing business in my own place. When I moved into my own place, it was September 03. I started my business January 03. September 03, I moved into my own place, and God said, make that my last school year. Well, mind you, I heard some people tell me, okay, you should save money, and you should put some money in the bank, or pay your bills off. And all of that made sense. And the reason I'm telling you this is because I believe there are some people who are telling you what to do. And I always tell people, the wisdom of God will always supersede the wisdom of man. And so, therefore, needless to say, what God wanted came to pass. So I got fired off the last job because I never saved the money I wanted to save, and I didn't. Needless to say, from there, then my business never reflected it could take care of me. I always had to step into next level. And a lot of times, the reason why we don't face our fears, or the reason why we don't move into what God is telling us, because the fear of, hey, can this business take care of me? Hey, you know, can I do this on my own? Hey, I'm used to, you know, working a job and just kind of do this as a hobby. Do it when I'm comfortable. Because remember, we live in that place called comfortable and familiar. So we live in that place that we know that we can do. But in this hour, you have to understand it is not about what you can do. It is solely about what God can do through you. And so coming from overcoming fear, you have to remember let me go back to my story. So when I moved out, started doing business in my own place, then within 2 months of being fired, God said, go get your own place. I'm thinking, like, what? So everything God kept doing, he kept moving, but it wasn't until I got to my own storefront, which was February 05. So 2 years later, started my mother's basement. 2 years later, I was in my own storefront where I have been there now 10 years. Gone through an economy, you know, economy shifted in 2007, 2008, 2009. But with all that being said, God was always my platform. Prayer was always my foundation. And just like anything that we build on the earth, because I always say, as it is in the natural, so it is in the spirit. Like anything that we build on the earth, you must have a foundation for everything. If you are building a 4-story building, then you're going to have a foundation. When they build it, they start off with the foundation, and that foundation has to support to be able 4 stories. But if you were building a 50-story or whatever the number is, your foundation will always support the height that is going to be on that building. Well, it's the same way with your business. God is pushing you. So with that being said, he has to be your foundation, your prayer life. And remember, I'm not coming from the ABCs of the business world. I am coming from the kingdom mindset, the kingdom entrepreneurs. I'm coming from the standpoint of God releasing leaders in the marketplace that will be strategically placed where he puts you for the work that he's called you to do. And not only will your business funnel in money or finances, but it will also be the platform that he will use you for when the customers come in. See, even though I moved to my storefront is only a front to really what's on my life. Now, I didn't know that at the time because God doesn't tell us everything. He wants us to just keep obeying him. And so, therefore, I had to step into next level. And every time I stepped in it, then the finances and the provision came for whatever I needed I stepped into. With all that being said, there are many of you all who have yet to step, who have yet to launch outside of just doing your business or ministry as a hobby and really flow and really move forward in it as a business, and that's because of the fear of taking risks, fear of spending money. Who wants to invest in marketing material, really invest in your business the way that a person would invest in one if they didn't know that it was going to succeed? That's why it's called taking risk. You can't be afraid to take risk. You can't be afraid to spend money. And one thing I always tell people, no one should ever know you just got started. See, when I just got started, when I was in my mother's basement, when I remember one time I was working my job, did my business, went to school, had just moved, I had a lot of obligations at one season of my life. But no one should ever know all of the stuff that's going on in your life. No one should ever know that you just got started. No one should ever know that you're working out of your home. No one should know that, because your marketing material will always represent where you're going, not where you are. That has always been my mindset. A lot of times we do things really because the fear of taking risks, so we treat it like a hobby. We treat our business or our ministry like a hobby. That's all about your mindset. I even teach a workshop on building your business beyond a hobby. And really the only difference between a business owner and someone who does the same business as a hobby is the mindset. It's our mindset that's like the steering wheel that points us in the direction that we're going. Your steering wheel on your car, when you turn it to the left, your whole car goes to the left. If you turn it to the right, your whole car goes to the right. It's the same way how your mindset, depending on where your mindset is when you're actually doing your business, will determine the route and the direction of how you do your business and you taking leaps. And so overcoming fear, you have to first assess, and I already see because I only have 12 minutes left, and I can continue on fear because I really don't want to shortchange rejection. So I'm going to do a part two to this because 30 minutes is really not enough time. So I'm going to stay on fear, overcoming fear in business, and then when I do part two, I'm going to talk about overcoming rejection. So it's going to be the same episode, but I'm going to deal with rejection next time. And I'm not even going to wait. I'm going to do it. What's today? Tuesday? I'm either going to do it this week or I'm going to do it next week. But I'm going to talk about rejection, overcoming rejection next time. Right now, dealing with fear. Let's go back to fear. Taking risks, spending money, being able to invest. If you still have a job and you're doing your business, then your job should be the finances that you use to be able to funnel or to invest in your business. Because if the foundation is God, remember, your foundation has to be solid. So now, therefore, you have to continue to grow because, I think about myself. I had to keep growing in business, meaning I always take me to every endeavor that we go to. So when we come to the drawing board, I'm always taking me. Well, it's the same way with you. You're going to take you into every level that you go into. You're going to take you into every new endeavor that you're going to go to. You're going to take you into every deal that you're making or everything that you put out. So if you don't grow up in the things of God, not just spiritually, but growing up personally, grown up emotionally, grown up mentally, dealing with the issues on the inside of us. Because what happens is when God brings you to that place, that next place, then those things that were lying dormant on the inside of you that you didn't know was there, because remember, we live in this place called comfortable and familiar. So there's a lot of things that's lying on the inside of us, dormant, that we have no idea that's there. And when God begins to shift you, that's when everything that you suppressed, everything that you ignored, everything that you just kind of swept over here to the rug, all those things become, they come to the forefront. And those are the things that you're really dealing with. That's why a lot of people haven't started their business, but yet you think about it all the time. That's why you have not moved your business or your ministry beyond just doing it as a hobby. Because, see, as a hobby, you can do it when you want to do it. When it's a hobby, you don't even have to. You do it when, you know, if you feel like dealing with people, you do it. If you don't feel like dealing with people, you don't. See, because that's a hobby mentality. See, I don't have the luxury. You know, a lot of times it's so funny because people say, Karen, you got your own business. You can do what you want to do. Not really. I don't have the luxury of being able to, because I'm in a storefront. I don't work out of my home. So my hours are 10 to 5. Guess what? I'm there at 10 o'clock. If I'm not going to be there, then I put a message on my door, my answer machine, and my email. I don't have the luxury of just saying, oh, I'm just not coming in because I'm the boss. No, no, no. When you do your own business, guess what? It is more work until you get it to the place that it can run without you. Praise the Lord. That's my next step. And so what happens is it is more responsibility, but you can't be afraid of responsibility, because when God is your foundation, now therefore it's like when he always prepares you for the next level. All he really wants you to do is just step in it, because now it's not about you. He's really already qualified you for this next level. You just can't see it because you've yet to step into the next level. See, every step that I've made, everything that I have done, I never saw it coming. I never saw that I was just this or that. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm ready. Because truth be told, if we saw it, then it'd be us. Oh, yeah, let's go. I can do this. No, God don't want it to be where, oh, you can do it, because he said, I'm not going to give my glory to anybody in what I'm doing in this hour. Now, I'm not saying that every person who's in business, God birthed them. But there are people on this line. There are people, when you come across this line, you know that God birthed you. You know there are some things that you know that it was just not you. And so, therefore, this message is for you, because it's all about what God wants to do in you and through you. And the impact that you're supposed to make on this earth is not because of you. It's because of what God wants to do through you. And that you being released in the marketplace is all about how he wants to use you. And so fear, overcoming fear, is overcoming the stuff that's on the inside of us. Because when I talk about fear, I mean, I could talk about rejection. I could talk about low self-esteem. I could talk about the confidence level. Sometimes because of life, you know, our confidence level has gone down, you know, to zero or below zero for some people. You're dealing with people. I remember I was teaching this class on birthing your dreams, and we do have another one coming up. I'll tell you about it in a minute. But I remember saying, because when I first started my nonprofit organization and I had my first board meeting, after the board meeting was over, I remember literally I was like, oh, I don't even like people. And when I said this in the workshop, people just fell out. I mean, it was so funny, but it got a roar. That means there's a lot of people who don't like people. There's a lot of people who don't want to deal with people, because, you know, when you deal with people, you're dealing with people, personalities, you're dealing with, you know, whatever they come to the table with and all kinds of stuff. And so I remember it got to the point, I think after my fifth year in business, I remember saying, everybody is not my customer. And we'll talk about that next time when it comes to rejection. But everybody is not my customer, and so I don't have to deal with difficult people. I don't have to deal with, and really I don't get a lot of difficult people, but sometimes I do. And so we do have to learn how to deal with people, because people, you can't get around people. People are in this world. We, our business, our customers are people. You know, our vendors are people, and you're going to have to learn to deal with them. And so those things that been turning around on the inside of you, you know, think about those thoughts that you keep getting. What are those reoccurring thoughts that you keep getting, whether they're negative or positive? That thought of starting the business, the thought of taking the ministry to the next level, thought of introducing something else in your business, a thought of doing something with the ministry you've never done before. What are those reoccurring thoughts? But not just that, what are those reoccurring negative thoughts that you keep getting, and that's why you haven't done anything? Remember, the stuff that comes up in your head, what is behind it? That's the excuses. See, if the enemy can keep you just thinking it's an excuse, like, oh, let's say, I haven't started my business because, well, I'm not feeling that. Well, God hasn't shown me what to do yet. Or, let me see, I haven't started my business because I need to do X, Y, Z. See, a lot of times that's what we tell ourselves, but what we don't realize is what spirit is behind the thought. What spirit is behind, what is influencing that thought that you just said? If you don't really get to what's influencing again, where that thought came from, then you will keep living, or you will keep allowing that thought to live in you, and those are the things that keep you hindered and keeps you immobile. And so, therefore, realizing that, okay, it's the spirit of fear, or it could be the spirit of rejection, or it could be a spirit of low self-esteem, or you lost your confidence somewhere along the way. Those different things, or you don't feel like you can do it, or different things like that. Or I don't like people, you know. So whatever it is, those things like that is what hinders us. And so if you're listening to this broadcast, I always say nothing is ever by coincidence. God is pushing his people in this hour. There is a shift. There's been a shift. He's been positioning and posturing his people for what he's about to manifest. I always tell people, long before 9/11 took place, God already knew. Long before the economy hit, God already knew. Long before life happens, God knows. But he's trying to push you into the place so that you can be ready for whatever is coming. There are more things coming. We don't know the future. All we know is what's in front of us. But if you don't step out, if you don't begin to obey the thoughts that's on the inside of you, what will happen is when life happens, the next thing you know, you'll be looking like, why did this happen? And we'll be complaining over not being prepared or getting caught up with all this mess that's out here in the earth. Do you realize that God is bigger than all of this disaster, that he knows how to take care of his people, that the economy is not subject to God? I mean, that the economy is subject to God, and when we obey God's instruction, he will cause us to rise above all the frailties that's happening in the earth. Come on, people. So we have to realize that God is bigger than all this stuff, but he can't zap you into it. He needs you to obey. He needs you to face the stuff that you're facing. That's why he puts broadcasts like this on the air. That's why he's raising up people to speak a right now word, because it's all about dealing with us. So listen, my time is almost up. I kid you not, I have so much more because it's in my belly. This word is in my belly. It's about pushing people, overcoming fear and rejection in the business, in the marketplace, in your ministry, so you can step into the greater things that God has in store. I am a living testimony of things that God is doing in this earth, but also there is more to unfold. And guess what? With every level, I still have to overcome different levels of fear and rejection to get to the next level. And so we never stop overcoming stuff that's in us, because God is always moving us from faith to faith, to glory, to the next level, to the next dimension. And with every new level, you have to overcome stuff on the inside of you to get to the next level. So listen, I have two powerful workshops coming up. Put it on your calendar. April 25th, I have Overcoming Rejection Workshop, and May 2nd, Birthing Your Dreams Workshop. Two powerful workshops do two different things. One is about business. One is about rejection. You want to be on that. Go to KarenPresley.org, KarenPresley.org. Take a look at the calendar to see those things coming up. I'm telling, we got great reviews. You can also the videos on YouTube, not the whole thing, but just a clip on YouTube. Check out that. I will be back on the air next week. I'm going back on the air next week so that we can finish with this on rejection. I did not want to slight you and only do a little bit on fear and then a little bit on rejection, because I want to make sure you get everything. But we're going to talk about a lot more in the workshop. So make sure you log on. I'm so excited about being back on the air. Listen, until we meet again, God bless you. Bless you, bless you, bless you. In Jesus' name, prosper.